Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
And so this morning we want to continue on some of the thoughts we have been sharing on these past couple of Sundays.
那今天呢，我们继续在前面几个主日所分享的内容上面往前。
And so to set the context, let's open the scriptures to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20.
那作为背景呢，我们先来读在马太福音28章的18到20节。
And so here are very familiar verses, the Great Commission that our Lord Jesus said. Matthew 28, beginning at verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
在马太福音的28章18节开始，这是我们都很熟悉的大使命。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. So we want to emphasize the making of disciples. Make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。那我们要注意到这里特别讲到，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。Amen.
And then the next scripture comes from the Gospel of Luke.
下一处的章节是在路加福音。
Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33.
是路加福音的14章25节到33节。
And this will be the main verses we will use for this morning.
这是我们今天早上要使用的主要章节。
So in your Bible, you can keep this page open.
所以在你的圣经里面，你可以把它折在这一页。
And so Luke 14, beginning at verse 25, it sets the context to say, Now great multitudes went with Jesus, with him. And he turned and said to them,
在这里开始25节是一个背景，有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱，或者原文是做恨，自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
We see twice he mentioned a condition, cannot be my disciple. So now he presents an illustration. Jesus says, For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who sees it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish.
这里面前面刚才提到主耶稣讲了有两个条件，这两个条件不满足就不能来做主的门徒。后面他就来用例子来解释，在二十八节，你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他说，这人开了工却不能完工。
Or what king, so verse 31, what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first, consider whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000, or else while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of youdoes not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
第三十一节，或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去敌那领两万兵来攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求河西的条款。这样，你们无论什么人，人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
让我们现在来仰望主。
Lord, we do ask you to illuminate your word, to make, through your Holy Spirit, to allow your word to become life and food and knowledge to all of us and wisdom to all of us.
主啊，我们求您用你的来光照你自己的话，求圣灵来使这些话在我们里面成为那丰富的泉源，来滋养我们的生命。
We do ask Lord that you speak for your servants to hear it.
主啊，求你说话，你的仆人静听。
Write to each one of our hearts.
在我们每个人的心里面来写。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we started off by reading the Great Commission.
我们刚开始读到了这个大使命。
And this was spoken to from the risen Lord to the 11 disciples.
这是复活的主向着十一个门徒所讲的。
And many times, when we read through the Great Commission, we focus on the second command.
很多时候我们来读大使命的时候，注重在第二个命令上面。
To baptize, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
就是奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And we thank the Lord that this afternoon we will have 8 brothers and sisters who will get baptized.
感谢神，今天下午有八位弟兄姐妹们，他们要我们要为他们施浸。
And they will testify that they belong to the Lord Jesus.
他们也要来见证，他们是属于我们的主耶稣。
They no longer belong to the world, they belong to our Lord.
不再属于这个世界，他们是属于主了。
And through their testimony, we likewise are encouraged.
那借着他们的见证，我们也被鼓励。
Because the baptism speaks that we have died with Christ.
因为这个浸礼告诉我们，我们已经与基督同死。
Just like Christ was buried, we have been buried with Christ.
就像基督已经埋葬，我们也与他同埋葬。
And today we walk in the newness of life.
今天我们是在这个生命的新样里面来行走。
And how wonderful that is! How wonderful baptism is when we hear these testimonies and when we witness the baptism.
当我们见证到在这个受施浸聚会里面所看到的这些每一个故事，多么的美好。
But we know baptism is the beginning of the Christian walk.
但我们也知道，这个浸礼只是基督徒生命这个道路的开始。
We cannot stop with baptism.
我们不能停在受浸。
And so the Lord's emphasis in the Great Commission is to go and make disciples.
所以在这个大使命里面，主也教导我们要使万民做他的门徒。
And we are to become his disciples.
我们要成为他的门徒。
And so several weeks ago, our brother Steve, introduced this topic.
在几周以前Steve 弟兄已经跟我们讲到这方面的题目。
He covered in the ministry of the word, what is a disciple?
他已经在他的跟我们的交通里面讲到什么是门徒。
A disciple is a learner.
这个门徒是一个学生。
A disciple is one under the instruction of a teacher.
这个学生是在老师的教导下面的。
So when we think of a disciple as a learner,
当我们想到门徒也是一个学生的时候，
we have to be careful here because we cannot use today's definition of student and teacher.
因为我们不能使用今天学生跟老师这个关系来定义。
We have to go back to the old days to understand what a disciple is.
我们必须要回到一些古老的时候来定义什么是门徒。
So similar word to disciple is apprentice.
与这个门徒类似的另外一个词叫做学徒。
And so an apprentice goes to learn the craft from an experienced craftsman.
这个门徒呢，就去跟一个非常有经验的匠人来学手艺。
So unlike school today you go to school and then you go home.
不像今天的学校，今天你去了学校，然后晚上又回家。
The apprentice stays with the master's family for several years.
但这个学徒要与他的师傅一家住好几年的时间。
So not only does the apprentice learn the trade.
不光这个学徒来学习怎么样来做生意。
The apprentice will also speak like the master.
而且他讲话也像他的师父。
The apprentice will behave like the master.
而且这个学徒他的行为也像他的师父。
The apprentice will react like the master.
而且他也像师父一样来对任何的事来做反应。
So as an example, when the master has customers come in, the apprentice observes how the master interacts with the customers.
比如这个门徒就来观察师傅，当一个客人进来到店里的时候，这个师傅怎么样来接待他。
So not only does he learn the trade,
不光他来学习生意这件事。
Not only he becomes likewise a master craftsman,
不光他外面也很像他的师傅。
But he becomes like his master in character and in behavior.
甚至在他的性格，在他的行为里面，也像他的师父。
And so we also want to make one further point clear on disciple.
所以在门徒这件事上，我们还要把一件事情讲清楚。
So disciple is not only for the few.
这个门徒并不是某些人来做而已。
So our Lord's intention is for every believer to be disciple to him.
我们的主他是要每一个信徒都成为他的门徒。
Every redeemed child of God is to become his disciple.
每一个蒙救赎的儿女都要成为他的门徒。
So many are called. The calling is for all believers.
所以许多人蒙召，这个呼召是给所有人的。
And so our Lord say, go and make disciples.
所以主教导我们，使万民做他的门徒。
And when we hear that, we often say, oh, I'm going to disciple so and so. We run a discipleship program.
然后我们听到就说啊，那这样吧，我们就来做一个师父门徒这样的训练，然后我就来教导一个门徒。
But the Lord is quite clear, we are disciple to Christ. You look at the scriptures, they only say the Lord's disciples.
但是我们仔细看的话，在主的话里面，他只说做我的门徒，做主的门徒。
And so in this making process, the Holy Spirit is making disciples.Out of you and me.
是圣灵在我们里面做，让我们成为被磨成门徒。
And so, when we think of the word making, we think of that hymn we just sung.
那我们提到磨成这个字的话，就想起刚才所唱的诗歌。
The illustration of the potter and the clay.
在里面讲到一个例子，就是这个陶匠和泥土。
In the Old Testament, in Isaiah 64 verse 8, Isaiah wrote, But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
在以赛亚书64章第8节那里面讲，耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
In Jeremiah 18 verse 6,The Lord said, Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand.
在耶利米书18章第6节那里面讲，耶和华说，以色列家啊，我带你们岂不照着窑匠弄泥吗？
So we are to be made his disciples, and the Holy Spirit is doing the work of making disciples out of you and me.
所以是主要把我们磨成他自己的门徒，也是圣灵在我们里面把我们做成他的门徒。
And the Holy Spirit has a clear goal in mind in making you and me disciples.
所以圣灵有一个非常明确的目标，要把你和我做成主的门徒。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 24 to 25, our Lord says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough."For a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master.
在马太福音第十章二十四、二十五节那里面说，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样也就罢了。
So here we see it's enough for a disciple to be like his master.
所以在这里面我们看到，这个学生像主人是。足够的。
So the goal of discipleship is that we may be like our Lord Jesus in character.
所以这个做门徒，他的意思就是说，我们可以在性格上面来像我们的主耶稣基督。
And this making process is a lifetime process.
而这个磨成的过程，就是一个一生的做工。
It's not instantaneous.
不是一个速成。
Or it's not like school where we expect to get our degrees when we study for a number of years.
也不像学校，好像我们学习了多少年就可以拿一个毕业证书。
So the Holy Spirit uses our entire life to make us His disciples.
圣灵使用我们的一生来把我们磨成主的门徒。
And so that we may be like Christ in His character.
我们就可以在性情上面也来像基督。
And so today we will use Luke 14 verses 25 through 33.
今天我们要来使用路加福音十四章二十五到三十三节这一段经文。
And so we have all been called to be his disciples.
我们都已经被呼召来做他的门徒。
And now we are in the process of being made his disciples.
现在我们是在这个过程里面要被磨成他的门徒。
And his goal is that we may be like Christ in character.
而他的目的就是让我们在性情上面可以像他。
And so let's look at Luke chapter 14.
现在我们来看路加福音的第十四节。
And in verse 25, we read, Now great multitudes went with our Lord Jesus.
在二十五节我们看到有极多的人和耶稣同行。
And from man's standpoint, this should be a great moment for our Lord Jesus.
从人来看，这个对耶稣来讲是一个很伟大的时刻。
He was popular.
因为他在那里非常受欢迎。
A great multitude wanted to follow him.
有极多的人要与他同行，要跟随他。
But we know our Lord.
但我们知道我们的主。
The Lord was not looking at the numbers.
我们的主并不看人数。
He never looked at our appearances.
他也不看外表。
The Gospel of John says he knows what is in man.
在那个约翰福音里面讲到，我们的主他是看人心的。
And so our Lord drives to the heart of the issue.
所以我们的主就直击这个问题的关键。
He's not looking for observers.
他并不是在那里来寻找那些观察者。
He's not looking for spectators.
他也不是在那里来寻找旁观者。
And he's looking for disciples.
他是在那里寻找门徒。
He's looking for those who are willing to forsake all and to be fully committed to him, to follow him.
他在那里寻找能够为他完全摆上的人，愿意来做他的门徒。
And there is a cost to being his disciples.
做他的门徒里面是有代价的。
The crowd did not realize there's a cost to be his disciple.
当时的众人并没有意识到，原来做他的门徒里面带着这样一个代价。
And so three times we read in this passage, this phrase, "He cannot be my disciples if such and such thing he doesn't do."
所以在我们刚才所读的这一段章节里面有三次讲到如果这样这样就不能做我的门徒。
And we saw it occur twice in the beginning and once at the end.
我们在前面读到就已经提到两次，后面最后他又说就不能做我的门徒。
And so he wants us to sit down and count the cost.
所以他想要我们坐下来算计这个花费。
And he uses four examples to show us what it costs to be his disciple.
而且他也用四个例子来告诉我们怎样可以成为他的门徒。
The first example is the family relationship.
那第一个例子讲到的就是家庭的关系。
Of all the relationships in this world, the family relationship is the absolute closest relationship.
在我们这个世上能有的关系里面，家庭的关系是那个最亲密的。
And so we read the Lord uses parents and children relationship, husband and wife relationship,Sibling relationship.
那所以我们看到主他用的例子里面就提到了父母跟儿女的关系，提到丈夫跟妻子的关系，也提到弟兄跟姐妹的关系。
Everything he covers in describing this close-knit relationship.
他把这些关系都涵盖了来描述这件事。
So he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
所以主耶稣说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And when we read this, we may ask ourselves, what is our Lord Jesus saying here? Isn't this contradictory to God's word?
当我们来读的时候也许里面会觉得这不是矛盾的吗？与主耶稣以前的教导是不一样的。
The Ten Commandments tells us to honor our father and mother so that our days may be long upon the land which the Lord our God is giving us.
因为在十诫的里面神已经说当孝敬父母使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。
And we want to note here even Paul said this is the first commandment with a promise.
而且保罗也曾经说过，这是这个诫命里面头一个带应许的诫命。
That it may be well with you and you may live long on earth.
所以这样的话，这是理所当然的，我们也可以在地上有长久的年日。
And then we also remember how the Lord exposes the hypocrisy of the scribes and of the Pharisees for not honoring their fathers and mothers.
而且我们也记得主耶稣在那里暴露文士和法利赛人他们的那个假冒为善他们在那里好像是孝敬自己的父母。
And we go to the,
但确实却没有。
We go to the epistles of Paul and he wrote, Children, obey your parents in the Lord for this is right.
而且在保罗他的书信里面也讲到说你们做儿女的要在主里 听从父母，这是理所当然的。
He wrote, "Wives, submit to your husband as to the Lord."
他也说，妻子要顺服丈夫，就像我们来顺服主一样。
Husband, love your wives as Christ loves the church and gave himself for her.
丈夫也要爱妻子，就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And so why is it that here the Lord, in what we read in Luke, seems to be contradicting what the Word of God says?
那我们在这个路加福音所读到的似乎是与主神以前所讲的矛盾。
Why does he say unless we hate the people we love the most, we cannot be his disciples?
为什么他在这里说若你不恨自己最爱的人你就不配做主的门徒。
So as our brother opened this morning around the table, there's this a matter of who has the priority, who has first love.
当我们弟兄早上开始的时候讲到谁应该在我们心里面有那个得着那个起初的爱，应该得着那个优先。
And so that's why the Lord immediately follows what he said about family relationship with the cross, because it reveals what the angle he's coming from.
所以当主耶稣来用家庭关系做例子之后，马上就提到十字架，因为这个是与十字架有关的。
So if our family members will conflict with the will of God, who will we follow?
如果我们这个家庭的关系是与主的旨意有那个冲突的话，我们来跟随哪一方呢？
Who has the priority?
谁应该是得着优先的次序呢？
And so we have read countless testimonies of those from other countries who got saved and baptized.
我们读到很多故事，就是在其他的国家里面，他们怎么信主而且受浸。
In Islamic countries in the Middle East and Africa,
尤其是在中东穆斯林的国家或者在非洲。
If you believe and get baptized, often that means you're kicked out of your family.
如果你信主受浸的话，那就代表你要被从家里面赶出来。
You get disowned by the people you love.
那你就要跟你所爱的人断绝关系。
And even targeted by family members to be put to death.
甚至你的家人要来攻击你，甚至来让你杀害，被杀害。
So these brothers and sisters choose the Lord rather than to compromise. They choose the Lord over their family members.
所以这些弟兄姐妹们，他们的选择就是选择了主耶稣基督，没有选择他们亲人的那个意见。
So they're willing to die instead of compromising, instead of going back to what they were.
他们宁愿死也不妥协，而回到原来的光景。
And so we may not face the same circumstances as our brothers and sisters over there.
虽然我们在这里的弟兄姐妹们可能不像刚才所提到的弟兄姐妹们所面对的情形是一样的。
But there will be times when we will have conflict between our family's interests and the Lord's interests.
但迟早我们会碰到我们在家庭关系里面所要得的和主要得的中间会起冲突。
And we have to choose between the Lord and our family who has our first love and priority.
这个时候我们就要来选择，到底是主呢，还是我们的家人要在我们里面得着那个首位，或者是得着那个优先次序，那个起初的爱。
And so the second example our Lord uses is this matter of ourselves.
那第二个例子主耶稣提到的就是我们自己。
He said, if anyone comes to me, does not hate his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
因为主耶稣说，人到我这里来若不恨自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And so the self-life is the biggest issue in the Christian life.
所以这个己生命是我们基督徒生命里面最困难的一件事。
The self-life is the biggest hindrance to being made his disciples.
所以在我们被磨成主门徒这件事上，己生命是最大的拦阻。
Because the self-life is all about me,It's all about myself. It's all about I.
所以我们要看到这个己生命所关乎的就是我、我的，还有我的一切。
Everything is self-centered.
每一件事情都是以我为中心的。
Everything is centered around my plans, my desires, my preferences, my habits.
每一件事都是围绕在我的计划、我的喜好、我的习惯、我的目的。
And the self-life destroys relationship.
而这个己生命也摧毁了许多的关系。
The self-life causes division.
这个己生命也带来了纷争。
And it causes us to go our own way instead of the Lord's way.
让我们来走自己的路而不走主的路。
And so this is why the Lord is absolute about the self-life.
所以这就是为什么主在对付己生命的时候是如此的绝对。
We have to bear the cross and follow him.
我们必须要背着十字架来跟从他。
Otherwise, we cannot be his disciple.
不然的话，我们就不能做他的门徒。
So without the cross, there's no growth, there's no progression, there's no being made his disciple.
如果没有十字架，就没有成长，没有前进。也不可能让我们成为主的门徒。
Without the cross, we will be completely self-centered, all about ourselves.
如果没有十字架，我们每一个人都是以自己为中心的，所有的事都是关乎我。
And so, what is a cross?
那十字架是什么呢？
The other phrase that goes with taking up the cross is deny ourselves, denying ourselves.
相信那些背十字架的人都知道，就是舍己。
And so, deny means I don't know you.
那这个舍或者说拒绝是什么意思呢？就是说我不认识你。
So when our will is at odds with the Lord's will, who do we deny?
如果当我们的旨意跟主的旨意有冲突的时候，我们怎么样来选择呢？
Do we deny ourselves or do we deny the Lord?
我们拒绝谁呢？是拒绝我们自己呢，还是拒绝主呢？
And so the Lord wants to teach us his ways.
所以主愿意来教导他的道路。
And he's the one who prayed to the Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
是他在那里祷告说，不要照我的意思，父照你的意思。
And so this life, this obedient life of our Lord Jesus is in us today.
今天这个顺服的生命也在我们每个人里面。
For us to be made like Christ, we have to take up the cross.
如果我们要被磨成基督的形象，就必须要背起十字架来。
So Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, must be experienced in our daily lives, so we may be his disciples.
所以在加勒太书第二章里面讲到的，我已经与基督同钉十字架，必须要在我们的生活里面来经历它。
So we must forsake all. We must forsake our self-life to be his disciples.
而且我们必须要在生命里面完全的摆上。才可以成为他的门徒。
And as we continue in Luke, we see the next two examples.
那我们在路加福音继续往下的时候，也看到另外的两个例子。
One example is the building of the tower.
一个例子呢，下面一个例子就是来盖一座楼。
And if we look at the Greek, this word for tower means a fortified tower.
那如果我们来看希腊原文的话，这个楼呢，其实讲到的是一个堡垒。
It's not a small
坚固的堡垒。
It's not a small tower.
不是一个小小的楼而已。
It's a massive military tower for watchmen to keep watch to make sure the city is safe.
是一个规模宏大的军事的堡垒，上面而且有守望的人来观察，来为敌人而来预警。
It's a massive tower where the people of the city can be protected during warfare.
是这么规模庞大的一个堡垒，所以在征战的时候可以来保全这个城市的安全。
So this is a big project.
所以这个是一个很大的工程。
You need people to build the tower.
我们需要有人工。
You need materials.
也需要材料。
It is costly.
而且这个花费巨大。
But before such a big project can start, the cost must be counted.
所以在这个工程开工之前就应该先要来计算它的花费。
You don't want to lay the foundation and then discover you're unable to finish.
因为我们不想把这个根基打完之后却不能完工。
Have you ever seen a half completed tower?
大家有没有看过那个只完成一半的楼呢？
And so afterwards you have the example of warfare.
而且我们可以看到征战这件事。
So the enemy comes to you with 20,000.
当这个敌人来攻击的时候，他有20,000的兵丁。
But you yourself are only willing to commit 10,000 to the fight.
但是你呢，却只能拿出10,000的兵来与他们征战。
Note that here in the scriptures, it isn't saying you only have 10,000 to fight.
所以我们要注意到，在这个章节里面，他并没有说我只有10,000兵力。
But you were only willing to commit 10,000 in the battle.
但是在这个战争里面，你只愿意出10,000兵。
Because you're unwilling to commit more to the battle, you then send a delegation to ask for peace.
因为你不愿意摆上更多的兵力，所以你只能在敌人远远来到的时候就派使者去求和。
And in both cases, the point that the Lord is making,
所以在这里面所讲到的里面，主到底要说什么呢？
The Lord is pointing out we must be fully committed to be His disciples.
主要说的是我们必须完全摆上才能做他的门徒。
And so discipleship is not a half-hearted master.
所以做门徒这件事并不是三心二意就能做到的。
Discipleship requires a full heart.
因为做门徒需要我们全心摆上。
We have to be fully committed to the Lord.
我们必须完全的摆上来信靠我们的主。
We have to be all in.
我们必须全力以赴。
So our Lord said, we cannot serve two masters.
而且我们的主也讲过，人不能侍奉两个主。
We'll wind up hating one and loving the other.
我们一定是会恨恶一个爱一个。
Or we'll be loyal to one and despise the other.
我们一定会是对某一个是忠诚的，但对另一个我们却是厌恶的。
We cannot have a divided heart. We are to have one master, one Lord.
如果我们的心要不被分隔的话，就只能有一个主，一个王。
We are to be fully committed to the Lord.
我们必须对着主完全的摆上。
So in these illustrations on what it costs to be His disciple.
所以在这些例子这些图画里面我们看怎样被磨成主的门徒的时候
We see the cost is that we are to forsake all
我们也看到当我们完全摆上的时候付的是什么样的代价
And we have to be fully committed
我们必须完全的摆上
There's no other way
没有其他的路
So then when we think about this it sounds like an impossible task
那当我们来思想的时候看起来是一个不可能的任务
In fact, it is impossible by ourselves to be his disciple
确实如果靠着我们自己的话我们是不可能来做他的门徒的
Who then can be a disciple of our Lord Jesus?
那现在谁能够来做主的门徒呢
So we recall the story of the rich young ruler
我们还记得吗曾经有一个故事讲到有一个少年的官
He kept all the commandments since his youth.
他从小都遵守了所有的律法。
But there was one thing he lacked. There was one thing holding him back.
但是有一件事却让他没有做到。
And that was his wealth. And the Lord told him, go and sell all his possession, give to the poor, and he will have treasures in heaven.
就是他的财富。主告诉他要变卖所有的分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。而且让他来跟从主。
And the Lord said, "Come, take up the cross and follow him."
而且主还说，背起你的十字架来跟从我。
And we want to note here, for the rich young ruler, what he was holding on to was his wealth.
那我们就看到他到底是抓住什么呢？就是抓住他的财富。
The Holy Spirit is going to touch different things within our lives, anything that's holding us back.
而圣灵要在我们每个人的生命里面来摸那个。抓住我们让我们不能继续往前的那件事
Anything that we're holding on to as priority over the Lord
每件事当我们抓住却不是主自己而这件事又成为你优先的那件事的话
So it may be our reputation
也许是我们的名声
It may be our kids
也许是我们的儿女
It may be our spouse
也许是我的妻子或者丈夫
It may be our job
也许是我的工作
So there areDifferent keys in our life that we may be unwilling to let go.
这就像我们生命里的一个一个的钥匙，我们不愿意把它交出去。
When the Lord reveals these things to us, what do we do?
当神向着我们来启示这些事的时候，我们该如何应对呢？
So what the rich young ruler did was he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
这个少年的官，他呢就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
Is this our reaction?
这是不是我们对着主的这个要求的反应呢
Then the Lord remarked to his disciple, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
所以转过来主就向着他的门徒说出他的意见。有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？骆驼穿过针的眼 比财主进神的国还容易呢？
So our reaction is probably like the disciples' reaction. Who then can be saved?
所以我们的反应可能像当时门徒的反应一样，就是这样的话，谁能够得救呢？
Our Lord said, "With man it's impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible."
那主当时就是说，在人是不能，在神却不然，在神凡事都能。
And so this is an encouragement for all of us.
所以这个对我们每个人都是个鼓励。
Following the Lord is impossible.
跟随主是一个不可能的事。
It's impossible with man to be made his disciples. It is impossible with man.
所以对人，如果我们要做主的门徒，这件事也是不可能的。
We will be just like the rich young ruler, departing sorrowfully.
我们也会像那个少年的官一样，忧忧愁愁地走了。
But not with God. With God, all things are possible.
但在神却不然，在神凡事都能。
So when we look to ourselves, we see the impossibilities.
当我们看自己里面的话，就看到那个不可能。
Because since it's impossible, it is impossible for us to forsake all.
因为对我自己来讲，我不可能撇下一切。
It's impossible to be fully committed to be his disciples.
而且我不可能完全的摆上来做他的门徒。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神凡事都能。
And so I want to share a story of Brother F.B. Meyer to demonstrate how, with God, all things are possible.
那我现在就来分享一个F.B. Meyer 弟兄他的故事，让我们看到怎样在神凡事都能。
He was a Baptist preacher.
他是一个浸信会的传道人。
He, along with Spurgeon and G. Campbell Morgan, they were greatly used by the Lord. They were all living in London, preaching the word of God.
当时在伦敦，他与那个斯布珍弟兄还有摩根弟兄是一起被神使用来传讲神的话。
And so he was a preacher at the turn of the 20th century in London.
他们是在二十世纪之交的时候在伦敦来服侍主的。
And so one time, F.B. Meyer invited C.T. Studd to minister the word.
那有一次呢 ，F.B. Meyer 弟兄呢，他就邀请了 C.T. Studd 弟兄。来传讲神的话。
And C.T. Studd was part of the Cambridge Seven who decided to go to be part of Hudson Taylor's China Inland Mission in 1885.
那 C.T. Studd 是谁呢？他是剑桥七杰里面的一员。他们当时蒙了呼召，参与了戴德生弟兄在中国的内地会的服事。
And we can read, you know, the Cambridge Seven. These are seven university students from the University of Cambridge, a great university in England.
当时是1885年，而 C.T. Studd 弟兄跟其他的几位弟兄，他们是在英国那个最著名的这个剑桥大学里面的学生。
And so all of England, they were amazed that these students will give these students of great promise. They will give up everything to become missionaries to China.
那当时整个社会都很震惊，因为这几个学生他们前面的前途是如此的美好，但是他们却放弃了来传神的话，来做神的工。
So F.B. Meyer invited C.T. Studd. C.T. Studd stayed with F.B. Meyer.
所以 F.B. Meyer 就邀请 C.T. Studd 来他们那里，他们就住在一起。
And so C.T. Studd, he will wake up early in the morning. He will huddle in a blanket by the fireplace. You know how cold London is. And he was looking for what the Lord was commanding him to obey.
那 C.T. Studd 呢，就非常早的早晨就起来。当时伦敦天气非常的冷，他就包着一个围巾，包着一个那个围毯毛毯，然后呢就在这个火炉的前面，在那里来搜寻有没有神的命令他可以去遵守的。
And so F.B. Meyer was so impressed by this young man. He asked C.T. Studd, "What is his secret?"
然后这个 F.B. Meyer 就被这个年轻人他的这个热诚所打动，就来问他，你的秘诀在哪里
？And so C.T. Studd responded, "He has fully surrendered his life to the Lord."
所以 C.T. Studd 的回答就是说，他已经完全的把自己向着主降服了。
And so that night there was a wrestling match between F.B. Meyer and the Lord.
所以在那天晚上 ，F.B. Meyer 就与神与主之间开始了一个摔跤。
Because F.B. Meyer was willing to turn over all keys but one to his heart.
因为这个 F.B. Meyer 他是愿意把自己心里面的那些钥匙交给主，
so,
但是呢，有一个钥匙他不愿意交出去。
And so the Lord said, "If I'm not Lord of all, then I am not Lord at all."
这个时候神啊主就对 F.P. Meyer 这么讲，如果我不是一切的主，就根本不是主。
So the Lord was about to leave, and this is when F.P. Meyer cried out, "Make me willing to be willing."
所以当时主就转身离开，那 F.P. Meyer 就突然间向着主来呼求，说：“主啊，啊，你让我可以愿意来愿意。”
So we see here, and then so F.P. Meyer then turned over that last key. And so we see here this principle: with man is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
这个时候 ，F.P. Meyer 就把他人生里面的最后一个钥匙交给主。那我们就看到如何在一个人身上，在神啊是凡事都能的。
So the Lord is looking for us to say, "Lord, make me willing to be willing."
所以我们可以来仰望主，向他来说，让我可以愿意。来愿意
，because he knows it's impossible for us to let go of the last key.
因为他知道，我们知道我们自己是不可能来放弃这个钥匙的。
And so when we are willing to be willing, he gives every provision for us to surrender all.
当我们可以愿意来愿意的时候，那神就可以让我们有机会向着他撇下一切，而且摆上所有。
So Brother Meyer, he testified that this was a turning point in his life.
所以 F.P. Meyer 弟兄就见证，这个是他人生的一个转折。
He even said before then he knew of the teachings about surrendering all.
而且他说在这件事发生之前，他知道所有关于完全摆上的那些道理。
But in his heart there was that one key that he wasn't able to let go.
但是在他心里有这么一个钥匙，他不愿意。放弃的。
But after turning over that one key, he discovered joy and peace.
但是当他愿意舍弃这一个钥匙的时候，他就可以经历平安跟喜乐。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
而且他被圣灵充满。
And the Holy Spirit went to every room of his heart to allow Christ to be Lord over his life.
这个时候圣灵就进到他生命里的每一个房间，让他这个人可以在主里面被主来使用。
And F.B. Meyer was made a disciple of our Lord Jesus.
这个时候 F.B. Meyer 就被磨成了主的门徒。
So this is the key. Are we willing to be willing?
所以这个是关键。我们愿不愿意来愿意呢？
Are we willing to forsake all? Are we willing to be fully committed?
我们愿不愿意丢弃一切？我们愿不愿意完全摆上呢？
And this is what the Holy Spirit is waiting for.
这个就是圣灵现在在等候的。
He's waiting for us to willingly say, "Lord, make me willing to be willing."
因为圣灵在那里等候我们来向他说，让我可以愿意来愿意。
And make me willing to turn over every key of our life to the Lord.
让我愿意把我生命里的每一个钥匙都交给你，我的主。
And so what happens from this?
那从这个开始会发生什么呢？
And so then, when we turn over the keys of our lives to the Lord, we find ourselves under new management.
当我们把生命里的每一件事、每一个钥匙来交给主的时候，然后主就在我们里面来做主，来行使他的主权。
Before then, we did things according to our own plans.
在这之前我们行事都是照着我们自己的计划。
We did not think of what God wanted.
我们也不去思想到底神要什么。
We care about our own future.
我们非常在乎自己的将来。
But when the Holy Spirit has every key to our heart, He is the one who directs our path.
但是当圣灵是在我们的每一件事上做主的时候，他就来指引我们的将来。
And so we are under new management. He becomes the new manager of our life.
现在我们有新的一个经理，新的主管，他来经营我们的生活。
And then he has every key to our heart.
他而且手里面有我们心里面的每一个钥匙。
So now he's able to do that transformation work so we may be his disciple.
现在他就可以做那个转变的工作，把我们磨成主的门徒。
So it's enough for a disciple to be like his teacher. The Holy Spirit will make us like Christ in his character.
就像这个学生像他的老师一样，这个就是要达到的目的一样。圣灵要在我们身上来做，让我们来像我们的主基督。
And so from the word disciple, you get the word discipline.
那从这个门徒这个词里面，我们衍生出来另一个词叫做管教。
And you cannot separate discipline from disciple.
我们不能把管教跟门徒这两件事分开。
And we may think of the word discipline as a very harsh word.
有的时候我们想啊，这个管教似乎是一个很严厉的词。
But another word for discipline is child training.
但是这个管教也有另外一个说法，另外一个词就是孩童的训练。
So it is allows a child to progress, to grow up, to become an adult.
因为这个训练呢，让这个孩童可以慢慢的成长，可以像一个成人一样，成为一个成熟的性情。
And so when we are disciplined by the Holy Spirit, it's done with purpose.
所以当我们被圣灵来管教的时候，后面是有一个目的的。
And so in Hebrews 12:10, the writer wrote, "For they," the writer speaking about our fathers, "indeed for a few days chasten us or discipline us, as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness."
在希伯来书第十二章第十节，他从我们这个在地上生身的父来开始讲，生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们。唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
And so think about that. The Holy Spirit has God's best interest in us.
所以让我们来思想，圣灵在我们身上要成就神那个最美的旨意。
And he disciplines us that we may be partakers of his holiness.
当他来管教我们的时候，我们就与圣洁的这个性情有份了。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
We may be like Christ in his character.
我们会与耶稣在性情上相似。
And so I want to end with this thought by looking at the life of Peter.
所以在这些思想的里面，我想结束在这件事上，就是我们来看看彼得他的生命。
And so his story should be encouraging to all of us.
他的这个故事也应该成为我们每个人的鼓励。
Because we know who Peter is.
我们都知道彼得是谁。
We know how imperfect he is.
我们也知道他是如何的不完美。
Let's turn off the slide for a second. We'll get to that. The Lord is able to take the vessel, imperfect as Peter was, and mold him to such a way that he was made a disciple.
神可以使用一个这么不完美的器皿，像彼得一样，却把他磨成主的门徒。
And we remember when Peter was first called to be the fishermen, the fishers of men.
我们记得当彼得第一次被呼召成为得人如得鱼的人一样的时候。
Luke wrote that the four disciples, when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed our Lord Jesus.
在路加福音那里面讲到彼得，他们就把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
So in the heart of Peter, he was willing to forsake all.
所以在彼得的心里面，他已经是愿意丢弃一切了。
He was willing to forsake all to follow the Lord Jesus.
他愿意撇下所有来跟从耶稣。
There was something about the Lord, who the Lord is, that captured Peter.
因为在彼得的心里面，他被主耶稣到底是谁来抓住了。
And so Peter was put under new management.
所以这个时候彼得就在一个新的管理的下面。
And as he followed the Lord, the Lord began to discipline him.
当他跟随主的时候，主就开始来管教他。
But we see a willingness in Peter's heart to be dealt with.
但是我们也知道在彼得的心里面，他有一个愿意被对付的心。
And in Peter's heart, he was willing to be changed.
他愿意被改变。
Because, you know, Peter was one that was very quick to his words. He was very outspoken. Sometimes we think, oh, if he could just be silent, didn't say anything, it will save him from getting in trouble.
那我们看彼得的话，这个人是直人直语，快人快语，而且他在很多事上直言不讳。有的时候我们想啊，如果这个彼得他完全不说话，这事情会美好很多。
And so, we remember too, so we talk about the rich young ruler and how the Lord said with God all things are possible.
我们还记得吗？在少年官的故事里面，主说过在神凡事都能。
And Peter then remarked, because he likes to talk, he isn't thinking, he said, see, we have left all and follow you, therefore, what shall we have?
就在那个少年官的故事里面，彼得记载里面，彼得就马上把他的意见讲出来了，跟主说：“看哪，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？”
So does the Lord need any reminder?
其实主并不需要被彼得来提醒。
But Peter, in his heart, he revealed he has forsaken all already. Isn't that enough?
然后，但是显出来彼得的心里面，他这么觉得：我已经撇下所有了，应该已经足够了。
He thought highly of himself as being a follower of Jesus.
所以他觉得自己是跟随主的人，他对自己很高看了。
But our Lord knows all things.
但是我们的主他无所不知。
And so Peter was still in this process of being made his disciples.
彼得还是在一个被磨成门徒的过程里面。
But what the Lord says in response showed much more.
但是我们从主跟彼得的回答里面看到更多的是。
So our Lord said in Matthew 19:28-30, Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
这是在马太福音19:28开始。我实实在在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。
And again, something familiar. Everyone who has left houses, brothers, sisters, father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
在后面主接着说，凡为我的名撇下房屋或者弟兄姐妹父亲母亲儿女田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。然而许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。这是我们很熟悉的一段经文。
And then, but in Luke's gospel, when it talks about receive a hundredfold, and it says that we will receive many times moreIn the present time.
而且在路加福音提到的这个百倍，他说没有不在今世得百倍，就在今世就要得许多倍。
So if we forsake all and if we are fully committed to the Lord, we will receive many times more in this present time.
所以如果一个人，如果我们在这个地上可以撇弃所有，可以完全摆上的话，就在这个地上我们就要得许多许多倍。
And we want to note here that this is not talking about physical blessing.
但我们也要知道，这里并不是讲物质上的这些祝福。
He is talking about spiritual blessing.
因为主讲到的是属灵里面的祝福。
Because when we bear the cross, we enjoy His presence in fellowship and in communion.
如果我们来背起十字架的话，就来享受与他的这个交通，还有在他里面的同在。
So we want to actually be encouraged when we hear the cross.
我们在背十字架的时候需要听到他向着我们的鼓励。
And so, because when we think of the cross, oftentimes we get gloomy, we say, the cross, oh no, and we get afraid, we don't want to go forward.
很多时候当我们听到十字架这件事的时候，就变成的非常的灰心灰暗，就觉得哎呀，这件事听起来很可怕。
By embracing the cross, we go outside the camp to where Jesus is. We experience our Lord Jesus.
但是当我们背起来拥抱十字架的时候，那我们就与耶稣一起出到营外。那个时候我们就与我们的主在一起，因为他在那里。
And so that's why our brother Matt Graham, he often says this, the cross is our best friend.
所以Mac Graham 弟兄经常这样说，他说十字架是我们最好的朋友。
And there's a positive side of the cross.
在十字架里面有积极的那一面。
And there's a joy set before us as we are set free from the things that hinder us from progressing.
因为在这里面呢有摆在前面的喜乐，而且我们可以摆脱那些容易缠累我们的罪。
And so we also know Peter will deny the Lord, but the Lord will restore Peter.
而且我们也知道后来彼得他不认主，主还是一样恢复他。
And so I want to end with a quote from our brother Kong.
我希望在结束的时候使用江守道弟兄他的一段话。
And so when we get to that slide, I couldn't shorten it, so I will try to paraphrase it for us.
那因为这一段很长，所以在投影里面不一定都看到，那我就试着一点一点来解释。
So in that first paragraph, what our brother is saying is that oftentimes we think we need a great love for the Lord.
在第一段里面，讲到我们呢，经常思想需要对着主有极大的爱，才能够成就一些事。
What we find is often a manufactured one. It is something that comes from our emotion, and emotion can change over time.
但很多时候，那样的爱其实是人为制造出来的，而且是情感上的情感，而且我们的情感却是不断变化的。
And so just like Peter in John 21, he found out that he was only attached to the Lord. He does not have, he realized, even though in the past he said, I will die with you. But he realized his love is just a love of attachment to the Lord.
就像在约翰福音21章记载，彼得他觉得他是爱主的，他甚至向主说，我宁愿与你一起去死，我也不会离开你。但是后来他却发觉这个爱其实不是那么的牢靠。
So it is, if we go to the next slide, it is the Lord who draws us.
那我们如果看到下面这个投影，其实这个爱是主先来吸引我们。
Because it's only the love of Christ that draws us to himself.
因为只有主的爱才能把我们抓住。
And then in the end, there's this consolation, this communion and fellowship and enjoyment as we are drawn by His love, and as we follow Him as His disciple.
所以当我们做他的门徒，在这个爱里面的时候，被他抓住来跟从他，才会有这样的安慰、交通，还有相交，还有享受。
And so we enjoy His presence, and He enjoys our presence. So in bearing the cross, we commune with the Lord, we fellowship with the Lord, and we enjoy His presence. We see His face, and He delights in looking at our face. What enjoyment, indeed.
是在这个十字架的里面，我们才能够享受他的同在。在这个十字架的里面，我们与他相遇，才能有从他来的安慰、交通，还有享受。而且他注视我们。就像我们注视他一样，我们都得喜悦，都得满足。
So my ending thought is, are we willing to forsake all, commit ourselves fully, and follow the Lamb wherever He goes, and may the Lord make us willing to be willing.
所以在结束的时候，我想跟大家一起来思想，我们是不是愿意摆下所有，来舍弃所有，摆上一切，而且呢，心里面愿意让主使我们愿意来跟随他。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
让我们来仰望主。
Lord, we open this time with have thine own way, and Lord, we do pray that you will have your own way.
主啊，我们祷告啊，愿意我们可以舍弃我们自己的道路，你在我们身上有一个通达的道路。
May we be serious about the word you say to us, and may we seriously consider and allow your word to become our life.
让我们重视你向我们所说的话语，愿这些话语成为我们的生命。
May we all have that heart to respond to this call of discipleship and forsake all and be fully committed to you.
愿意我们都有一个心接受做门徒的这个呼召，也可以起来丢弃一切，摆上所有。
And may we all be serious about this calling, and may you gain from each one of us what you're after, that we may all be like you.
愿我们看重你这个呼召来注意你自己所要成就的旨意，也来回应你的呼召。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。